Canadians are howling at the moon to get over their loneliness of isolation. And burn patients are clogging precious hospital beds thanks to some home cooking spikes. And a man wearing a thong underwear as a coronavirus mask assaults the man who mocked him. These are the weird stories for Thursday. This is Weird AF News, the only daily weird news podcast hosted by a comedian. I'm your host, Jonesy. Thanks for joining me today. I got some stories from around the world that are pretty weird. And yeah, let's get right into it.
You're listening to Weird AF News with your host, Jonesy. So listen up.
Canadians in isolation are howling at the moon every night as the moon crests over the river valley. Emma Kate takes a few steps outside her front door and howls up into the sky. "I have gone out every night and howled," she said in an interview. "I've gone out with my roommates and howled. The last 2 days, in fact, I've heard people howling back at me." There's a new movement afoot to encourage people to emerge from their homes at 8 p.m. and howl at the moon. It means the wild screeches and yells you hear at nightfall might not be a pack of prowling coyotes, but just your human neighbors. Community howls were first heard in Colorado and spread to cities across the western United States. Now the nightly ritual is beginning to gain traction in Canadian cities. In Edmonton, people howl and bark alongside their dogs, or they shriek into the streets with their children. Is this really going on, by the way? I didn't know this was happening in the U.S. It fits in with a worldwide movement to create a welcome racket. People across the globe have been serenading their neighbors with music and song. Arias belted out from Italian balconies, the clanging of pots and pans in Spain. But for Canadians, it seems the howling has the most appeal. Emma Kate says she first heard about the idea on social media and decided to organize an Edmonton-based community page on Facebook. Within a matter of days, the group had grown tenfold and now has more than 1,000 local members promising to howl every night. Howling members. This is great. Courtney walks with her dog to the park at twilight, usually, hoping the open grassy fields will allow the sound of her howls to travel even further. It's just kind of that light at the end of the day after you've made it through another day of sitting at home, even if you don't hear anything else. I still have my doggy with me, and she's doing it too. Times are crazy. Wild canines like wolves and coyotes howl at the moon when they're separated from their pack. And much like our canine counterparts, howling with a human pack can create a sense of community as the virus forces people into the loneliness of lockdown. Canadians hope that others will join them. Have that cathartic feeling of howling into the night and listening to others, like your neighbors, for the answering cries of others who are isolated. When you hear someone howl back, Emma Kate says, it's so damn satisfying. Times are crazy right now. Being able to go and blow off a little steam and yell at the sky is very satisfying, she says. And when else are we going to be able to do this and have it be okay? She makes a really good point. When are you going to be able to go on your balcony and just howl and not have someone call the police and you taken away to some mental institution? By the way, did you like my howl? That was a very signature howl. I don't hear those very often. Howl! That's like the howl of a crazy person, which I am. I've been losing my mind in isolation. Maybe I should go out tonight and howl at the moon. Maybe that'll make me feel better. Have you guys done any howling or anything like this? Have you opened your window and applauded and thanked the medical staff and nurses? I guess people are doing a shout out to them every night at 8 p.m. That's been a thing in some communities. What have you done? Anything like that? I'd like to hear about it. In fact, what I'd really love for you to do is to call Weird AF News and howl. Yeah, let it out. Call my show and howl. I'll publish all the howls, okay? I'll publish them. You can call me anytime. Call me over the weekend. Just call 646-450-2012. State your name, where you are in the world, and just howl at me, baby. Burn patients are taking up precious hospital beds thanks to a home cooking spike. This story is out of Australia. People burning themselves while cooking are taking up intensive care beds that may be needed for gravely ill virus patients. Specialists at the Alfred Hospital have reported a surge in severe burns since Victoria's Stage 3 lockdown came into effect last month. This is Victoria, Australia, right? I don't know anything about the world, despite hosting a podcast about the world. Apparently, many of the injuries being treated at this particular hospital's burns unit have been caused by hot oil, with others resulting from people cooking while intoxicated. Drunk cooking is leading to people burning the crap out of themselves. Guys, you know better than to cook while wasted, okay? That's not what you can do. Now, listen, go out and you want to go out and shop while you're drunk? That's no problem. Hell, when I've been shopping the past month, I feel a lot of anxiety. When I find myself in a store, I'm wishing I was drunk. Except for I can't drive there drunk, so I can't get there drunk. So I unfortunately have to go grocery shopping sober, but I don't want to be sober. I'm freaked out and I wish I was drunk. Associate Professor Heather Cleland, who is the director of the Victorian Adult Burns Service, said the hospital had noted a significant increase in patients with severe cooking-related burns. "We've seen burns from hot cooking oil catching fire, barbecue-related burns, and scald burns from hot liquids. These burns usually involve hands, arms, and faces. Frequently, people who are trying to deal with burning oil pick it up and try and take it outside. But what usually happens is the oil spills on them, or they fall and slip into a puddle of burning oil." Is this the worst Australian accent you've ever heard in your life? Yes, it is. Okay, so what's this person saying? You were probably distracted by my awful Australian accent. People are dealing with a lot of oil burns, okay? They're spilling things on themselves. They're falling in burning oil puddles. This is outrageous. "Sometimes they open the back door and they get a big gust of air that makes the flames go up even further," this person says. "More than half the burns unit was filled with people who had sustained kitchen, domestic, or home cooking injuries. Several of those had also been in the intensive care unit." Here's another quote from the doctor. "People are ending up in intensive care beds with these injuries at a time when those beds are going to become very, very precious. Because across Australia, intensive care units have been overwhelmed with coronavirus patients. But unfortunately, so many people are injuring themselves in the kitchen." Associate Professor Cleland said the most common causes of cooking burns included hot oil catching fire, people being burnt after throwing accelerant on barbecues, clothes catching fire while cooking, spilling large saucepans of boiling water, and splash burns from boiling water, hot oil, or fat. Another quote. "I also need to remind people once again that accelerant and flames do not mix. We've seen a number of people badly burned after pouring accelerant onto barbecues." The hospital has treated a broad range of age groups for cooking injuries because people were spending more time in their homes than they otherwise would. There's more kids around at home too, so there are a combination of factors that are feeding into this rise in kitchen-related burns. This particular professor is particularly concerned, about older people who were overrepresented among the burns patients being admitted to the hospital. Another quote, "It's getting more difficult to support elderly people at home at the moment, and when they are cooking, they don't often have good eyesight. They generally have poorer health outcomes as well when they do suffer burns. They want you to know that smothering the flames with an extinguisher or a fire blanket is the best practice." There's other tips on how to not burn yourself in the kitchen in this article. I'm not going to get into all of them because most of them are common sense related. First of all, guys, don't do too much drunk cooking. We know that. All right. And maybe watch a YouTube video if you're just kind of unsure how to cook something. I mean, I do a lot of cooking and I very often find myself going to YouTube for tutorials on how to do things. And they're very helpful and they're free. So that's my suggestion to help out the situation. I'm cooking a lot at home lately. I cooked a lot at home prior to the isolation because it's cheaper. And I'm a broke mofo. So, but now, yeah, I'm cooking a lot at home. I don't have the cash to be getting takeout every day. I don't think that's really plausible. I feel bad I'm not supporting the restaurants. But to be honest, I really wasn't supporting them prior to this because it's so expensive to eat out in Los Angeles. So I usually cook at home anyways. I'm always looking for a nice isolation recipe of some sort. If you guys have anything, you can call me or email me funnyjones@gmail.com. Or better yet, make a video of yourself making your favorite whatever the hell it is. Maybe you got some crazy mac and cheese recipe you want to share with me. Make a little video. Send it off to me. You can video message me on Instagram as well, @funnyjones. Or Facebook, Comedian Jonesy. Thank you. And please, be safe.
Sign up to The Economist for in-depth curated expert analysis of world events and topics ranging from business and culture to science and technology. You'll get the weekly digital edition, online-only articles, curated newsletters on politics, the markets, science, culture, and China, and full access to The Economist Podcast Plus. The Economist is independent journalism for independent thinking. Go to economist.com and get your first month free.
A man wearing thong underwear as a coronavirus face mask assaults a man who mocked him and his mask. This is out of Michigan, Battle Creek. A man was allegedly assaulted after he mocked another man who was using thong underwear as a coronavirus mask. The media reports the bizarre incident occurred in a home on Lakefront Drive. The 57-year-old victim told the suspect it looked like the thongs laying around the victim's house, which upset the suspect. Can we get some clarity on that? The 57-year-old victim told the suspect it looked like the thongs laying around. So it wasn't a thong, or it looked like the thong? It was a different mask, but it looked like a thong, or it actually was a thong? Clarity, please. A warrant's being sought out for this 47-year-old suspect who allegedly returned to the victim's house 45 minutes after the initial confrontation, struck the victim in the side of the head, kicked him in the ribs. How dare you insult my face mask? What's going on with that? Look, it's tough times right now, guys. You got to make a mask out of whatever you can find, whether it's a thong. I've seen masks made out of bikinis, bras even. Somebody cut a bra into two and then used it as a mask, the cup, you know what I mean? You got to get creative during these times. Buying the surgical masks is not much of a reality. I don't even know where you get those damn things. They don't really sell them in stores, so you got to kind of do your own home job. I've seen masks made out of jock straps, other things, women's sanitary items. Maybe you guys made a mask out of something very weird. I would love to hear about it. Maybe you could send me a photo of you wearing your weird mask with a tip on how to make my own. That would be helpful. My email is funnyjones@gmail.com. What do we learn about this, though? I mean, you just can't. These are dire times, all right? And people are just kind of holding on by the seat of their pants, and they're doing the best they can with limited resources. So, you know, a lot of us are eating ramen, and a lot of us are making face masks out of underwear, all right? Just be thankful the underwear isn't used, or maybe you want it to be used. Maybe that's a thing you want. Maybe that's a kink of yours. You want used underwear as a face mask. Anybody want to send me their used underwear, ladies, and I'll make it into a face mask? Just kidding. I'm just kidding. That's a sick thing, but I'm sure people are into it. They'll probably pay money for it, in fact. I hear stories about people buying women's used underwears online for a fee. I think that's bizarre behavior myself, but hey, whatever, to each his own, right? What is my point here in this mindless rant? I guess be sensitive to people's situations, and maybe all they have to make a mask out of it is a thong that's laying around the house, or a bikini, or whatever it is. You don't make fun of them. And in the same token, I mean, the guy had no right to go back 45 minutes later and beat the crap out of this person. This person obviously has an anger issue. You think wearing a thong on your face all day would make you a happier individual, but apparently it doesn't. Although maybe I should experiment with that. Yeah, I'm going to try that. I'm going to wear a thong on my face all day, and I'll get back to you guys. Please reach out to me. I need help.
Yay!
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
And now a brief clip from the recent bonus episode I recorded that's all about Florida. hopefully we'll learn something about the Florida mindset from this guy, my good buddy I want to introduce to the show, Jay Flats.
There were kids in the apartment complex that I moved to that were huffing Scotch Guard. Like recreational. They were like, dude, you got to try it. And I was like, he just passed out and hit his head. They're like, yeah, but he f-ing loved all 3 seconds of it. That was the, those are the kids. They were huffing Scotch Guard and Duster, the keyboard cleaner.
Yeah, the keyboard cleaner. I've known people to huff that as well.
So like I fell into peer pressure and tried that stuff because...
Well, you wanted to fit in with the other Floridians, so why not huff something?
I moved to Florida and became a straight-A student right away because the education system was a legit 2 years behind. The first thing I learned in Florida was that there's a plural to y'all.
Yeah? What is it?
Y'all want to go or all y'all want to go?
All y'all.
I'm just kidding. Don't do drugs. Florida bill targets phony baloney use of support animals. This I believe.
Yeah, you know, these support animals. This is a thing that comes up again and again.
Support goat.
And Florida's cracking down on this, and I think it's a great idea.
What are you in for? Murder? What about you? I lied about my emotional support pony. I got caught on a flight bringing my emotional support cat.
That's right. They're taking these things on flights, too, which is so goddamn annoying.
Wait, ferrets are illegal in California, but what if I had a support ferret?
Wait a minute. Ferrets are illegal?
Yeah, you can't buy and sell ferrets in California.
Oh, really? Is that why they stopped me on the way into the country for livestock and agriculture?
Did you have something furry in your pants?
Thank you guys once again for listening to another episode of Weird AF News. Please give the podcast a rating and a review. That would be super helpful. I hope you enjoyed the little blurb I put in there from the special Florida bonus episode that's available on the Patreon. I recorded that with my comedian friend Jay, who lived in Florida for a number of years, and he had a lot to say about it. The episode's about an hour long, and it's only available on the Patreon. Check that out, patreon.com/weirdafnews. If you're into the Florida Fridays, then you'll love that bonus episode for sure. And you get a lot of other stuff if you join the Patreon as well. So check that out. I want to give a shout out to Andy Warren, who sent me a Facebook message. It says, hi, Jonesy. Been listening to your podcast, Weird AF, for a little while now. Makes a good start to my day for funny conversations. And then he's mentioned that he lives in Costa Mesa, which is the premier place in Orange County for freaks and hipsters. And yes, I've been to Costa Mesa. It's a really nice place. Really cool little beach community. I love it. Also, shout out to Randa Cornell, who sent me a link to buy a costume that looks like a real bush. I don't know if you guys remember, I did a story about a guy who dressed as a bush to leave his house during isolation, and I was wondering, where the hell do you get a bush costume? Apparently they exist. You can order it from China, and Randa sent me a link to it. So I'm going to probably buy the bush costume and shoot a video of me sneaking out of the house. I'm sure y'all will appreciate that. Yes. So listen, shout outs all around to people who reach out to me. If I missed you, I'll catch you on the next one. I'm a little backed up on shout-outs, but they're coming, guys. They're coming forthwith. You can always reach me on Facebook at Comedian Jonesy. There's also a Weird AF News Facebook page as well that you could join, and I've been posting all the weird corona-related articles on there. It's just a big, long stream of weird corona news right now. Yeah, you can join that page as well and follow it. And reach out to me if you'd like. On Instagram, it's at Funny Jones. On Twitter, at Funny Jones. And the phone number is 646-450-2012. The email is funnyjones@gmail.com, which also happens to be my PayPal address. You could send a one-time isolation donation, as I call them. The isolation donations. Yes. Feed Jonesy and keep me imbued with copious amounts of caffeinated beverages. Think about it. I love you.
What's up, man? Weird AF News. I've just listened to some of your content. It is extremely entertaining. Just wanted to reach out to you as well and say I'm just going to continue following you. I just discovered you, I think it was yesterday, and I've been hooked ever since. So, yeah, man. Thanks, eh?
Hey, what's going on? Kevin Joseph from The KJO Show, and I just wanted to say I love this podcast, and it really has some really interesting facts that I would never have thought about. Weird AF news. I first saw it and I was just like, wow, I wonder what it is. And it's really news that's really weird AF. So I just want to really congratulate you on the podcast. Keep pushing it. Keep doing your thing. And I love the content, man. Keep it rolling. I'd love to hear good things from you soon and keep pushing. All right.
Weird AF, cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha, weird AF, AF, weird AF, beep-beep-beep-beep, weird AF podcast, weird as fuck podcast, weird as fuck podcast, weird as fuck, yeah, 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 weird AF.